Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. Hour two, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right now here at the Patriot Mobile Communications and Command Center. We're on the Patriot Mobile microphone for you in this hour, as we were in the first hour. 6 hour studios lit up. X Insurance presenting every single bit of it. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Greg in Dallas, Texas, welcome in. And by the way, thank you for the weather. It's you said yesterday we were getting it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we're sending you more nice weather, too.
I understand what you're sending us rain, though. Just in time for the weekend, imagine that.
Yeah, we're going to get that rain here a little bit later.
Where can people watch us with the new upgraded high-definition camera here in the studio?
If you want to see what a wiped-off hi-fi Wi-Fi camera lens looks like, head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that Watch Live option opens up, you select it. When if you're out driving and you need to listen to the Listen Live, head over to that link. And if you've missed any previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
You ever been a victim of road rage?
Yes.
Care to talk about it?
Which one?
Oh, so more than one time.
Yeah, I'm in North Texas, bro. It happens often.
Ever been the aggressor? You can
yes,
be honest.
Absolutely.
I think we've all made that mistake. I admit that I've made that mistake before.
I hate these people on the roadways. I hate them.
Sometimes, you know, like when I was teaching my kids how to drive, my saying was while they were driving, and it's always really fun when you get them out of the neighborhood the first time out on the real roads, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, this kid doesn't know what she's doing or he's doing. I said, see all these cars driving around you? Yep. I said, none of them are playing by the blanking rules, which is why you have to, right? You have to assume that nobody else is playing by the rules. You have to play by the rules at all times. And I, of course, then what you kind of segue over to road rage, you know, just keep driving. If somebody's making you nervous, drive to the police station. Go somewhere where there's a lot of people. Do whatever you need to do. If you can safely, pick the phone up, dial 911, and stay on the phone with you. Avoid it at all costs. Sometimes it's unavoidable, though. I mean, I've had people flip me off just getting off a highway ramp, and I had no idea what I did. I just got off at the ramp. I don't, you know, one of life's great mysteries. What did I do to that loser? People out there, whatever it is psychologically behind the wheel of a vehicle can make people insane. And we've all been there, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Admit it to yourself. Greg, you admit it. You just did, right?
Yeah.
So there's a truck driver in Marion County, Florida. Marion County is Ocala, for those of you who might not know it. It's a large county north of Tampa. 75 cuts right through the gut of it, just south of Gainesville and north of Tampa. And if you've ever driven 75 in Florida, Greg, road rage, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the snowbirds driving down there. You've got, you know, the left lane hangers driving down there. And now it's just more crowded than ever in Florida. You can't even distinguish now when the season is anymore. It used to be I could tell you, because I would drive back and forth for obvious reasons back to my home in Tampa on a fairly regular basis. And I could tell you, this is the time you want to be driving. This is the month you want to go. You can't do that anymore. It's just crowded as crap all day long. So road rage happens all the time. And I saw this story, and sometimes the stupidity of people just blows my mind. You had a truck driver from Chesapeake, Virginia, just outside Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, who is now accused of a road rage shooting in Florida. And this guy's name was Dylan Belleaston, B-E-L-L-E-A-S, Belleaston, who was arrested just this past week and charged after, here he's driving a truck. I don't know if he's an O&O. That, for those of you that have never been in the trucking business, that means owner, operator. Barbara, we love you in the chat. You know these things. But the dash cam footage from inside his cab, not looking out, but looking into the cab, caught him in high definition video firing at another driver repeatedly. And this clown was, of course, holding the gun gangsta style. Describe gangsta style, Greg. What's that mean to you?
That would be arm straight out, pistol laid sideways. Over sideways.
There you go. And this guy is shooting out the window as the other driver slows down. He begins following the other driver back and continuing to fire at him. Now, he's been arrested and charged after, and then I love this, allegedly. He's on video doing it.
Yeah.
The video accompanies every story. This ain't alleged, folks. It happened. He is caught shooting at another vehicle during an incident. Now, what would have sparked that between two truck drivers? Well, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, let's see. The victim told the deputy he was driving a semi-truck southbound on I-75 when Belleaston allegedly threw a water bottle at his truck. The victim pulled over at first to confront Belleaston, mistake number one, but decided against doing so and drove away. Okay, so he figured it out. But I guess this driver, if you can envision this in your head, play the theater of the mind, right? Let's go there. Guy slows down in what looks to be an attempt to instigate further contact. Well, if you've got a guy that's throwing water bottles at you, what's going to happen if that guy sees you do that? It's likely going to aggravate the situation, isn't it, Greg? Go there.
Yeah. I mean, you're throwing objects from a vehicle at another vehicle on the roadway. That's most likely illegal. But we have a lot of issues in several states. And if you're in Texas, you know the left lane is for crime. And if you're over there doing the speed limit, people are going past you on the right-hand side aggressively because you're driving too slow in the left-hand lane. Not to mention the law in this state is slower traffic, keep right. Right. And the left lane is for passing only. So if you're not overtaking a vehicle or if people are passing you on the right, you're in the wrong lane. And that aggravates a lot of people in this state, including me, because I have to deal with it a lot. I drive for long distances to get here and to get home. And for people that are truck drivers, I can only imagine the amount of idiots that they encounter.
All day, every day.
Especially on the roads, because people in cars don't care what 18-wheelers need to stop without crushing them. They get in front of them all the time and then negate their space that they were calculating to use the brake with. But other truck drivers battling it out with other truck drivers, this is just a Mad Max episode. I can't wait to see, really.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this, because you're spot on there, Florida now has that left lane rule, by the way. That's now law in Florida. In fact, you will get ticketed. It doesn't matter if the other driver is going 100 in violation of the law. You are required to get out of their way. By law, you will get pulled over.
Yeah, I think this is a thing in Arizona as well. I think I saw a video on Sheriff Lamb's YouTube channel of him pulling people over and giving them the warning of the left lane is for passing and not for speed limit driving.
Yeah, that's a good law. I like that law. I wish we had it here. I don't know. Maybe we do, and I'm unaware of it.
It's possible.
It's possible. But this case gets even more interesting. Number one, because it's between two professional drivers. There's truck drivers out there that are on the road all day that are probably going to argue with this point with me. But generally speaking, you don't see that with pro drivers that often amongst themselves. Okay,
yeah, they'll do it to other people.
Right. Now, speaking of what instigates some of these cases, in Arizona, all you have to do to instigate road rage is have a California tag and be going east. Okay.
Same in Texas.
If you're going east through Arizona with a California tag, somebody's going to hassle you. If you're going west, they're cheering at you and they're throwing flowers at you. Keep going. Keep going and get out. If you're coming east, they're all turn around, get out of here, or keep going east, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, this Belleaston, threw a water bottle out the window. The other dude slows down and makes it appear like he's going to confront the other driver, but then decided against so and just drove away. Well, the guy who threw, now keep in mind, Belleaston is the guy who threw the water bottle who's been arrested. He then followed the victim and pulled alongside him. And this is where the video picks up. You see it in all the stories. I'm looking right now at 13 News Now out of, I guess, Chesapeake, Virginia. Don't care. But the video accompanies it. And he begins firing. Now, he's the guy that threw the water bottle. Begins firing at the other driver, who then rapidly decelerates and returns fire out of fear for his life.
Yeah.
Guess who got arrested? Not the guy who returned fire.
The initiator.
That's self-defense.
Yep.
Now imagine two 53-footers loaded with 45,000 pounds shooting at each other on I-75 during what is the beginning of spring break. This is not a good situation.
Nope.
This is a very bad situation. And you can go out and see the video footage yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Just, again, keep it as a public service announcement. If you find yourself with a wacko lunatic, get out of their way. Check your ego. Get out of the way, especially if you're carrying a gun. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. Make sure to get on their email list. Visit danieldefense.com. So I was talking with the CEO, well, not the CEO, I guess now the chairman of the board, but Marty Daniel, the founder of the company, a couple days ago and yesterday, and we're looking forward to doing some upcoming things with Daniel Defense in the very, very near future. And if you are interested in that H9 pistol, you need to get on that list right now because they're selling them out like crazy. Yesterday we were talking a little bit about it, but 200 of them right now in production a month, and they're out now until June. So that production, that's just going to extend. So if you want to get your hands on that beautiful firearm, put an order in and do it now. DanielDefense.com. Not to mention everything else they've got over there that is just top-notch. Visit all of our partners. Let's talk about some of them quickly. BarrelBuddy.com. Clean your guns with BarrelBuddy. Mine keeps shrinking down here because they're fun to use. This is for my 12-gauge. I've got them for 9s. If you're watching on your cameras, you can see them. I'm holding these up. But this pitch-the-patch package of BarrelBuddies is only $14.99, and it's revolutionary, guys. I mean, it has changed the way, it will change the way you clean your guns. It has me. No more patches, no more mess. BarrelBuddy.com. BarrelBuddy.com. And talk about feeding your guns. Feed them some ammo from PT Ammo coming out of Guilford, Connecticut. Guilford, Connecticut, behind the blue curtain up there. PT Ammunition, American made in America with American parts. PTAmmo.com. PTAmmo.com. Greg, let's get back to it here in the 6 Hour Studios. It's all being brought to you by X Insurance, by the way. Did you want to mention anything else about that trucker road rage? There's a lot in that. That's something we could talk about for an hour easily.
You're right. There's a lot going on with that. I mean, my father was a truck driver when I was a kid, and he used to carry a shotgun with him because he, at one point, hauled expensive vehicles because he got into the car hauling business. And, you know, I mean, it's not surprising with the things that are going on nowadays out on the roads that truckers are not trying to protect their loads. But when you've got one trucker shooting at another trucker, it's just absolute chaos. And like you mentioned, those vehicles are so darn heavy, and they don't stop on a dime or, you know, in any kind of a fraction of a distance that vehicles do. They are a long stop. And for people that don't understand out there messing around with them, it is a stupid game to play.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about trucks and guns. It's kind of fun for me. I spent well over 20 years in the transportation business. When I got out of college, I went to work for Overnight Transportation selling trucking services based out of Richmond, Virginia. They promptly moved me to York, Pennsylvania, where I did about 2 years before I got transferred down, which was a highly sought-after position, but they moved me down. Just being a southern company and all, everybody at Overnight wanted to get back south, and I took a position as a lead sales guy in Greensboro, North Carolina, which was a lot of fun. And then eventually, after working for a couple other carriers up in some rough areas, man, I mean, I was with a Union carrier, St. Johnsbury in Philadelphia, and those were the big LTL carriers. For those of you who don't know, that means less than truckload. And a lot of the trucks you see on the highway, that would be like your well, now defunct, but Yellow Freight, Overnight Transportation, you know, Old Dominion. Those are big company, less than truckload carriers. But most of the trucks that you see out there are the owner operators and the big truckload carriers that are hauling stuff. Do you, Greg, have any idea the value? At Overnight Transportation, we used to haul Philip Morris, based out of Richmond, Virginia.
Yep.
Cigarette loads. Any idea what the value of cigarettes are on those tractor trailers? You know how many cigarette cases or cartons you can put, I guess they're cartons, that you can put in a 53-foot, whew, millions of dollars
yeah.
worth of cargo. And, of course, those things were ripe for theft.
Yep.
Now, as a truck broker, years later, when I started my first business a number of years ago, I would match drivers with loads. And most of the carriers we dealt with were owner-operators. We would put our available load out on what was called the DAT board back in the day. I've been out of it for a while. Don't know if the DAT is still what it is. But drivers could sit at a truck stop and see our loads pop up and call us, and we would negotiate a rate, right?
Bid on the load.
They would bid on the load, and then whatever money I had on the load, any difference that I paid them and versus what I got from the customer was the profit on the load. And we did a lot of business at one point. We were doing millions of dollars in billings every year out of my company, and it was a lot of fun. But you know, every single driver I spoke to, and I met gobzillions of them, got to be very good friends with a number of them that did our regular stuff. I've never met a truck driver that wasn't armed.
Yeah.
Whether they were driving for a company or whether they were O&O. Now, that's something they wouldn't talk about. And it was a violation of law in certain states, technically speaking. But I've never met a driver that got in trouble for having a firearm on a DOT stop ever. Now, I could be wrong. I'm sure there probably has been. But it's like they look the other way. These guys are carrying sometimes millions of dollars of products on those loads.
They probably get in trouble in Jersey.
One of the coolest carriers that we use, and I can't remember the name. I wish I could because I'd give them a shout out. But they hauled money from the banks, the Federal Reserve banks in San Fran, Denver, etc. And when I had some West Coast loads, these guys would pick up our loads so they didn't have to deadhead. For those of you not in the business, that means drive back empty with no revenue on board. That's a deadhead load. It's a waste of money for them. So they would look at our loads and say, hey, we got a load going from San Fran or anywhere near Denver. They'd take the load, right? So they had some revenue on board.
Right.
These guys were armed. And I had a guy that had some pharmaceuticals one time. He says, hey, can you help me? It's a pretty expensive load. Well, it wound up, I was able to put that armed carrier on it. He says, dude, he calls me. He says, man, I didn't know you were going to be sending in the cavalry for my load, because these guys were all heavily armed by law because of what they did. They were clearly able to do that. But yeah, these guys are carrying a lot of stuff worth a lot of money. And you know, all you got to do is go back and watch the old movie Goodfellas, right?
Yeah.
They get hijacked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real problem, particularly down in South Florida a number of years ago when we were in that, when I was in that business down there in Florida, where you had loads that were stolen constantly. And these drivers were always at risk when they had to stop. If they were late for a delivery, they had to go overnight, park on a side street because they couldn't get into the warehouse until later in the morning. Man, if they weren't armed, they weren't comfortable. Okay?
Sure.
But when you see something like this, this is why I say you generally don't see that amongst, you know, professional drivers. The vast majority of truck drivers are good, hardworking. I have a cousin that's a driver, him and his son. They live in their truck, drive it all the time. They make great money doing it. And I won't name him, but I can promise you he's more than likely armed, both of them. Would you get out on the road for that job and not be armed?
No, not at all. I've got an example. Like I said, my father hauled cars, and at one point in time in the mid to late 80s, he actually got the contract to haul off a whole bunch of Rolls Royces from the state of Oregon from that cult leader up there, the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh.
Nobody want to steal those.
Yeah, no, not at all. Some of these were up-armored vehicles, and they were, I mean, again, all Rolls Royces. It was over 100 of them. They were trying to get one for every day of the week for that guy. And when they busted up that cult, he got the contract to haul him back to Texas. You think he's unarmed going from Oregon to Texas hauling Rolls Royces? No.
No, not at all. And you mentioned that up-armored car. Quick story as we go to a break. I had bought a BMW 500 down there a number of years ago. And the day I took delivery of the car, remember Randy Moss,
yep,
the old receiver for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yep.
Well, he had a house down in Orlando, and he bought a BMW and had it all armored up.
Of course.
And the dealer that I bought the car from was the one that did all the work for him. And I got to see that car. I could barely even open the door. Yeah. That thing was so heavy. But yep. Randy Moss's BMW was there, and it was heavily armored. And I got to thinking, so wide receivers must get an awful lot of threats. It was kind of cool to see. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Two more seconds. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Sig Sauer Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile mic on fire. X Insurance presenting it all. X Insurance, by the way, covers a ton of motor carriers. So if you're a truck driver listening, if you're an O&O, you're having trouble getting insurance, or you want new insurance, you want real insurance, or if you're a carrier or an owner or a broker and you need insurance, X Insurance has you covered. They do tons and tons and tons of business with motor carriers across this country that are hauling everything. In fact, this is cool about trucking. Everything your eye can see has been on a truck at some point. Everything your eye can see has been on a truck at some point. Little known fact there, Greg, but pretty cool stuff. Greg, ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had to start my day today. Would you be so kind sir?
Mark, how many cups of Defender coffee did you have to start your day?
Guess.
45.
I would be dead. So, and I'm not. No, I had two. I had two cups of Defender coffee today. Start my day with it every day, ladies and gentlemen. DefenderCoffee.com. And I support the Second Amendment Foundation in the process. GoatGuns.com. Make sure to get your goat guns and start your new habit or hobby or addiction, whatever you want to call it. If you have an addictive personality, look out, because these things are fun. Greg, help the brother out, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're tons of fun. I'm already eyeballing some that I need to pick up to finish off my collection.
Yeah, Greg had been telling me for the longest time, you got to get the RPG. You have to get the RPG. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that's just like so terroristish. No.
It's actually really cool.
It's the coolest thing I have in the collection, yeah. Right? Yeah. The first one I bought is their most popular, of course, and that's the AR-15, the black one. And I have every variant of that that they have on the site. And yeah, when I finally broke down and picked up that RPG, I went, oh, why did I wait so long to get this thing? And they work too. I mean, they're a little fun. They actually are cool, workable things. And then when you buy everything, like our friend Dr. John has everything, you can start accessorizing. You can start putting suppressors on them. You can add new magazines, all kinds of really cool stuff. GoatGuns.com. If it's your first time purchase, use the promo code AAR. And one more plug, don't forget the MyPillow stuff. My neighbor bought some MyPillows the other day, and they showed up. It was about a week went by, and she didn't get them, and they said that it was delivered. So she said, can you help me out? I said, well, I can make a phone call because I know the people up there, and they showed it as having been delivered. She left for Hawaii today for 10 days, Greg. Lucky her. Yay for her.
Yeah.
Yay for her husband, who's going to be down at my house hanging out tonight for a little bit. He's got 10 days off, right? So yeah. He's looking forward to it. But yeah, she wound up. I said, I'll be more than happy to hook you up. Dawn over there at MyPillow said, give me the number. I'll make sure she gets it in time. And didn't have to because it showed up yesterday right before she left, and she wanted it for her trip. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. Everything you see being advertised, wherever you see it, you can visit MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio and take the same discounts and use the AAR promo code. And that says, hey, thanks for the discount. And thank you for supporting the right to keep and bear arms. They have been with us now for a decade. It's been a remarkable run. So support these businesses, just like we're doing with Patriot Mobile. This is the way you do. This is what you do, ladies and gentlemen. It's how we win this war, and it is a war, believe me. All right, Greg, I could go on about the trucking stuff because I think it's really cool. And the fact that I've never met, you know, a driver that was ever unarmed, ever, I don't think. But the whole road rage thing to me, I thought, was between two drivers. That you don't really see that very often. That's just not something that you see. But fortunately, this lunatic was arrested, and the driver who defended himself with the gun is not.
That sounds like justice was served.
Sounds like Florida. What do you think would have happened if that exchange had happened in Jersey?
Both of them are going down.
For years and years and years.
Yep.
Years and years. So what do they have planned for us, ladies and gentlemen? Let's move on from that one to the European Union, which is not something we really pay too much attention about. Second Amendment Foundation does. You know, we work over there all the time, constantly. Never. It's a global initiative, ladies and gentlemen. But the EU, a commission, a European Union commission, has created, Politico is reporting this, and AWR followed up on it. We'll talk about him with him about this hopefully this weekend. But they have agreed to the creation of a database to trace all guns in the European Union.
Gross.
That means all countries in the EU. So this was, the reason I find this interesting is because you're not going to meet a gun grabber in the United States that's going to downplay this at all. What are you going to hear from them? We need that here. That's what we need here in America. See, they do it. Why can't we do it? It's not going to affect anybody's Second Amendment rights. Yeah, it is. And this is what they want to do. The commission was drawn from the European Parliament and Council, and they have agreed to the creation of a database to track millions of guns, get this, believed to be in civilian hands across the EU. Greg, what have they done with civilian gun ownership in the EU over the past few years?
Restricted it.
Wiped it out.
Yep.
Restricted it to the point that it's essentially wiped out for law-abiding citizens. Oh, you're allowed to have your shotgun if you live on a farm somewhere out in the, you know, the farmlands of Wales or wherever you happen to be.
You don't overthrow governments with shotguns.
No, and if you use that shotgun to shoot an intruder who is violently breaking into your home, you are going to jail.
I can only imagine the farmers currently in France if they were all armed, because if a lot of people are unaware, the farmers in France are up in arms and they are causing chaos with this new Great Reset program that they're trying to set up over there, where they want to distribute the farmland to multifamily housing so they can place immigrants in the multifamily housing. And then they're also trying to restrict and cull their herds so that nobody eats as much meat over there anymore.
Yeah, because that contributes to their fake hoax global warming.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, they're destroying their own culture by allowing illegals.
Multiculturalism.
It's destroying the European Union. Now, let's tie that back to guns, because that's what we do here. Do you think there's a correlation between the effort to continue the disarmament of the civilian population and now go after those quote-unquote illegal guns while they do all of this?
Yep.
And they're not doing it covertly. They're doing it overtly.
The news is not covering it. That's the problem. The news is not covering it. So if it's never televised, it never happens.
Yeah, Politico, where this piece originated, has reported that upwards of 35 million firearms, quoting, are believed to be privately held. And tracking those guns, according to Politico, quoting again, is being presented as a way of fighting gang violence and terrorism. Okay, so here we go. Let's take that to the U.S. gun grabbers, right? There's the sigh from Greg. You don't have to dig far, ladies and gentlemen, to see what's going on here behind the scenes. If you're a law-abiding gun owner, no matter where you happen to live, in this case the European Union, you're responsible for gang violence and terrorism. Even though your gun is likely locked up somewhere, you might not even know where it is in the EU. But that shotgun you have that they told you you had to turn in that you didn't is somehow responsible. They're equating your gun, because why? Because now they can say it's what gun? Illegal, Greg.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, if it's an illegal gun, you're contributing to gang violence and terrorism across Europe.
And they're expecting you to be law-abiding and turn in your only form of defense.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the illegals that they're importing from countries that hate them, would it?
No, not at all.
Somehow it's your gun that ties you to them. Isn't that what they do here?
Absolutely.
How many times have we said, I've lost count, I wish I had a dollar, I'd have all my money back. All guns are bad. All gun owners own guns. All guns are bad. Therefore, gun owner bad. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that law-abiding citizen is going to commit a crime. Why? Because they have a gun and all guns are bad. And they're flat out saying it over in the EU.
Yep.
And I can promise you, you're not going to hear one American gun grabber go, well, that's just going a little bit too far.
That's what they want.
That's what they want here. It's a global initiative, ladies and gentlemen. It's why we fight the fight every single day. And it's why the Second Amendment Foundation, now's when you throw that plug in, give them $15 a year, one time to be a member, because they're not just fighting here. They also just returned from the European Union a week ago, where they're continuing this fight on their behalf, which is also our behalf. We'll be back. One more segment to go on a Thursday. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to the show. Final segment, hour two already upon us. Buckle in, flies right by, it always does, every single day. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom in front of the Patriot Mobile microphone, powerful microphone all over the country, and the six-hour studios lit up. X Insurance presents it all. Greg's got a story up on Arizona Central that I can't find, but I did see a cool one up there when I pulled this up. Did you know Busey's is finally coming to Arizona?
Oh, really? You're going to get the world's largest gas station, huh?
I said Busey's, and you didn't correct me on that. Of course, it's Bucky's.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I see that there's a famous video out there of some woman getting her baby out of the car, and she says to her husband, and she films it. She goes, look, we're making our first trip to Busey's.
Oh, gosh.
It's Bucky's, lady. It's Bucky's. We have one up the road. And from time to time, my kid and his girlfriend will go there. What are you guys doing? Where are you going? Well, we're going up to Bucky's. Why? It's a truck stop. It's not a truck stop. That's not true. It's a travel stop. In fact, trucks aren't allowed at Busey's. I'm kidding. I know it's Bucky's. But, yes, it looks like Arizona's getting their first Buc-ee's. I don't know why that's cool. But what's this story about? There's something going on. I'm having trouble finding it.
If you want to, real quick, if you want to go back and Google gun control and then go to news, it should be the second link down from the Arizona Republic. And to tie into that as well, I see Newsmax has an EU article about them wanting tighter gun control rules from the previous segment that we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks as though that there was a California deputy that was attacked, and now the Giffords group are out there blaming the deputy for defending himself, and not surprised. I mean, these people, they always think any use of a gun is going to be a bad use.
So the deputy defended himself, and Giffords is saying that, what, he should be arrested?
Well, they're blaming him. I am trying to find their exact quote here because I saw it a minute ago.
I see it. Arizona Republic, 4 hours ago. Here it is. I got it.
Gotcha.
California deputy was attacked. A gun control group blamed him for defending himself at AZ Central. The Giffords people were wrong when they blamed San Bernardino, California sheriff's deputies for shooting an autistic teenager on Saturday.
I think this goes to the overreaction of these gun control groups when they don't know the whole scenario of what's going on. And then they just want to jump on gun bad, gun bad. And that's all they do. They've got like one brain cell in their head. And, well, I'll refrain from commenting on Gabby.
Let's not even go there. Let me read the tweet that they put out. Ryan Gaynor, a 15-year-old boy with autism, was shot to death by a San Bernardino County deputy this past weekend after his family called for help. No mental health crisis should be turned deadly by police violence. This was preventable.
I think this might have been the young man I was talking about that had the, air quotes, garden tool that turned out to be an axe that was wielding towards an officer, and the officer ended up shooting him.
Yeah, well, let's just quote it out here, because this is, ladies and gentlemen, the gun grabbers knew what we're about to tell you when they tweeted this. Let's make this very clear. So I'll throw out, maybe they didn't, but it's likely they did, because, and that's an educated guess. They said that it might ultimately be true, but on Wednesday at 12:16 p.m. when the Giffords organization tweeted it, they didn't know that, nor did anyone else. So they're giving the Giffords organization a pass here, because what happened is, after watching the body cam footage of the arriving cop, it looks like he had mere seconds to assess the situation before taking action to possibly save his own life. It looks like the moment a deputy arrived at his front door, the young man rapidly turned a corner inside his house and was quickly walking, then running directly toward the deputy while wielding a bladed instrument, a five-foot-long garden tool.
An axe.
That meant, of course, that the cops, and it wound up being an axe, that meant, of course, that the cops had mere seconds to respond. And you know how they responded? Exactly how you would expect a police officer to respond. That cop did not have time to say, wait a minute, are you suffering from autism? He's got somebody coming at him with an axe. Now, stupid lady, I mentioned her earlier in the program. We didn't get the tape. But this is where this comes into play. Stupid lady was quoted by this show many, many, many times saying, can you believe she was at a rally holding up a stupid anti-gun sign? And she said, can you believe it? Can you believe it? There are actually people out there who believe that you should be able to kill an intruder in your home. Now, let me make this clear. If that person were to go in front of a judge is not going to give an intruder in your home the death penalty. That's the way some of these people think. Well, you come in my home, you get the death penalty. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I wound you. But you are likely going out in a bag. And guess what the law is going to say? You shouldn't have broken that man's house. Because you got what you earned. Remember, if you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from your attempt to deprive that person or persons of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you and good for the other guy, because you earned what you got the moment you decided to try to take one of those three or all three of those things away from that person. And I have no sympathy for you. Do I have sympathy for this kid? Is this, you know, sometimes there are just situations that suck. Like the young kid drunk that goes to the wrong house wearing a mask at 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to get in because he thinks it's his house because he's hammered, and breaks a window to try to open the door and then get shot through the door. That homeowner has every right to think that his home is being broken into. Does it suck? Yeah. Is it a bad situation? No doubt. Sometimes bad things just happen. Do we charge the homeowner? Of course not. Unless you live in a commie state behind the blue curtain. Then what happens, Greg? You get charged.
Yep, everybody gets charged, and the person surviving gets charged for defending their life and potentially their family's life.
And unfortunately for that person, they're likely going to find a jury filled with stupid ladies.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, particularly if you're in a place like D.C., you're guaranteed a blue jury. New York City, guaranteed a blue jury.
And nowadays,
L.A., Sacramento, San Fran, you're guaranteed a blue jury. Go ahead, Greg.
Nowadays, it doesn't matter if you're in a big city like Dallas, and if you happen to be the wrong skin color, they are still going to find a jury that is the opposite color of you so that they can then prosecute you and find you guilty of.
Oh, no prosecutor would do that, Greg.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, let me ask Donald Trump.
Sadly, that happens. Ask Fonny, formerly known as Fannie Willis.
Big Fanny.
Yeah, it's a mess out there, ladies and gentlemen. And it's sad to say, but sometimes some of these things just happen. And it's a bad situation all the way around. But the cop is in absolutely no position at that split-second decision, nor would you be yourself either. It goes back to that defense. You have to put yourself in the shoes of that individual at that exact moment in time. That's generally the jury instruction. Unless you're being prosecuted by a Fonny or Fannie Willis who has a political motivation and is pushing an agenda, doesn't want the jury to know those things because their sole objective is to put you in prison at all costs because you're stepping on her agenda
or Letitia
in her way, or Letitia James, or any of the rest of them. I mean, we have those Soros-funded morons out there. This is what you're up against, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Greg, you made it.
Here we are.
So here we are. And soon after tomorrow evening, Greg will say to me over the headphones when I dial into the network on Sunday, here we are.
Here we are again.
And then Monday he'll say the same thing to me because it flies right by. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow right here at the Sig Sauer Studios on the Patriot Mobile microphone. It's all brought to you by the great X Insurance. xinsurance.com. Visit armedamericanradio.com to support all of our great partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Here's the routine. You know it. Enjoy your day. But before so, you know this. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Enjoy your day. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.